full 10 minutes of added time was played in the end. But Killybay is comfortable throughout that there and cross line in the end with 5 to spare. When you last joined us, they were 3 in front on a difference of 1-8 to 8 points. But a real purposeful final 10 or 15 minutes with the likes of Hugh McFadden and Christopher Moran really to the fore propelled Gary Cunningham's men over the line. Hugh McFadden, John Bankgaller and Christopher Moran had points as Killybegs raced out to 1-11. Kevin McCade breaking an 18-minute barren spell for the visitors finally took Terman to 9 points. James McSharry also boomed over one as Terman jumped to 10. But with Hugh McFadden hammering over a huge free, taking his total for the night to 6 in the end, Killybegs were the winners as they crossed the line with 1-12 to 10. Back at the very beginning, it was Terman that opened the brightest and they raced 3 clear as Emin McCormick and Keenan McDade were on target. Killybegs made the breakthrough on 11 minutes and it was a huge one when Evan Broderick palmed home Jack McSharry's square. Darren McDade, 3 in 15 minutes, made it nod 4-2 a goal. But with Evan Broderick and Hugh McFadden registered, it was again Killybegs that found the front for the first time on 16 minutes on 1-2 to 4 points. Another Darren McDade free was met up the other end as well as Hugh McFadden again was on target. Kevin McDade and Daniel Besson swapped points, but with Christopher Murren and Hugh McFadden rising before the break, it was Killybegs that went in with that Evan Broderick goal separating the sides on 1-6 to 6 points. Right after the break, it was Enda McCormick that pulled one back again from a free for the visitors. Hugh McFadden was also on target as 1-7 played 7. Jimmy Galler burging through the middle, leaving Shane Malloy in his wake to determine the 8 points. But again, up the other end, Daniel Besson, the experienced campaigner, on 48 minutes, again put that green flag between them as 1-8 played 8 points. That trio of points that we mentioned already from Hugh McFadden, John Bankgaller and Christopher Moran really was the turning point in this game between the 53rd and 55th minute. Kevin McDade did finally register again for Tamron, said an 18-minute spell, which really was a telling statistic in this here one. James McSharry also found the target, but near the end, as we said, 10 minutes of added time by Mark Doyle. Finally, Hugh McFadden at very death that sealed the previous game as Killybegs had 5 over their opponents as it finished 1-12, nod 10 here in Fintra.